Hi, I'm BOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Police boats have returned to the Potomac River as part of the recovery efforts and investigation after the mid-air collision that killed more than 60 people in Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than 40 bodies have now been recovered after America's deadliest aviation disaster in nearly a quarter century. Police boats are back on the Potomac River, working in a chilly rain and looking for the rest of the 67 people killed in Wednesday's collision between a commercial plane and a military helicopter, which apparently flew into the jet's path. While federal investigators say they will not speculate, President Trump is. Posting on social media this morning, the helicopter was flying far above a 200-foot limit. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth tells Fox and Friends somebody was at the wrong altitude, and the investigation will provide answers. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rebel group M23 moved south Friday as it closed in on a key military airport near Bukavu, capital of South Kivu province. The rebels captured most of North Kivu's capital, Goma, earlier this week. In Bukavu, young men lined up volunteering to defend their homeland against the rebels, widely seen as being backed by neighboring Rwanda. Amani Wangwabo is a Congolese militia trainer.
I already knew that we will fight to the death until the Rwandans return home to Rwanda.
Congolese troops, with support from Burundi's army, appeared on Friday to be holding back the M23 push. The crisis has rattled the continent, with the South African regional bloc holding an emergency summit in Zimbabwe on Friday. News that three high-profile hostages are expected to be released has brought both excitement and trepidation to Israel on Friday. The men's release would be the fourth since the ceasefire paused the war in Gaza between Israel and Hamas this month. This is VOA News. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency crew members are clearing hazardous and toxic waste from the rubble in Altadena, California, marking the start of debris removal following the destructive wildfires in Los Angeles.
Before reconstruction can happen, each property should have a clean pad, soil, and a driveway apron to rebuild on. And so to do that, we've got to do recovery of the ash and debris.
That was Harry Allen, who is part of the EPA coordination team. Meanwhile, some of the music world's biggest stars, such as Lady Gaga, Joni Mitchell, and the surviving members of Nirvana, took to the stage in LA Thursday night at the Fire Aid Benefit, which raised money for wildlife relief efforts. Norwegian police said on Friday they had seized a Norwegian-owned ship at Latvia's request over its suspected involvement in damage done to a Baltic Sea cable. Police attorney Ronnie Jorgensen.
This is one of several ships that have been suspected of having something to do with this.
The ship owner told Agence France-Presse the vessel had nothing to do with the damaged cable. Several cables have been damaged in the Baltic amid heightened tensions between Russia and the West over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, which began almost 3 years ago. Hundreds of striking students are marching through the Serbian countryside, taking their anti-corruption protest towards the northern city of Novi Sad, where they plan to blockade three bridges over the River Danube this weekend. What started 2 months ago as a protest against suspected corruption in construction contracts has developed into the most serious challenge in years to the country's powerful populist leader, President Aleksandar Vučić. In Belgrade, a driver rammed a car into a silent protest, injuring two women, the third such incident in weeks. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Friday the bulk of an elusive peace agreement with longtime foe Azerbaijan has been agreed upon, although he conceded some disputes remain. 15 of the 17 points in the peace treaty have been agreed upon. There are 2 points that haven't yet been agreed upon. The countries fought wars for control over the disputed Karabakh region at the end of the Soviet Union and again in 2020 before Azerbaijan seized the entire area in a 24-hour offensive in September 2023. Russia, the United States, and the European Union have all tried to play a role in mediating the conflict. The two countries remain locked in legal battles in the International Court of Justice, International Criminal Court, and the European Court of Human Rights over various allegations of rights violations committed before, during, and after their armed conflicts. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.